Back in 2008, when founder Dave Moffitt was first setting up his business, he learned a number of key lessons.
I learned that when you're living or you're renovating, you have to do things like vacuum your bed every night. That was not fun.
So wait, back up a sec. You live here?
I did. When we first launched, before this was co-working, it was actually my apartment.
Now, Co-working Rochester is a communal office space. It tackles what Moffitt says was one of his main problems. Working from home sometimes meant not doing much work at all. After years of telecommuting as the creative director of his family-run marketing company, he felt something was missing.
Yeah, I just missed the office water cooler banter, you know, how was the hockey game kind of stuff. And I missed the ability to show somebody else a design and be like, what do you think of this?
So after reading about a place in San Francisco that catered to the city's web entrepreneurs, he decided to import the idea to Rochester. By 2009, his roomy apartment in an old brick building in the city's Cascade District was transformed into sharp-looking office space. It was a brand new home for both nomadic entrepreneurs as well as the bootstrappers of the online world.
You're around like-minded people. It's an environment that's professional enough that you can meet with a client and not feel like, oh, I'm meeting you at a... I don't want to pick on Starbucks. I love Starbucks. But, you know, there's nothing that says to me professional about that.
The fire phone, though, was nice.
Now Moffitt runs his marketing company, while a half dozen regulars do their own work in the communal space down the hall. It all comes with a full kitchen, free coffee, and ample room for meetings. But one of the main draws is a loose sense of collaboration and community.
You know, somebody started tweeting as the coffee maker.
Moffitt says Co-working Rochester is by no means a cash cow. He says if his marketing company wasn't an anchor tenant, the co-working side of the shop simply wouldn't exist. But Moffitt says profit really isn't the point.
I never expect to make any money doing it, but the intangibles of being more productive and being happier and being around other people far overshadow that. I mean, it's not about just the financials.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.